Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Heat wave through this week. Metro's tap to exit expanding today. We're going to talk to the mayor of RPV about the power cuts. But first, attacked by a mountain lion.
If your child was attacked by a mountain lion, would you jump in to save him? A dad did in Malibu. The child just 5 years old. We get the story live this morning from John Baird.
This is wildlife country. I'm in the day use area now. There are picnic tables in the brush under the trees. I was just talking to a couple of park rangers who tell me they almost never see mountain lions here, but there was one Sunday afternoon. A boy was having a picnic with family members. There were a lot of people around when all of a sudden a mountain lion comes out of the trees and grabs him by the head, tries to drag him away. There were about 40 witnesses, and they said the mountain lion showed no fear whatsoever. Someone screamed out the boy's name. His dad ran over and grabbed the animal and fought it until it released the child. Lieutenant Adam Zico is with the LA County Sheriff's Department.
When the deputies arrived, they noticed that the boy had been injured. And the fire department determined that the boy needed to be airlifted to a hospital, but was in stable condition.
The boy was released later the same day, but had to go back to the hospital because of some complications, some facial injuries, injuries to his eyes. Meantime, authorities determined the mountain lion was a threat to the public. They found the animal in a tree and shot it. They used DNA to confirm that it was the lion involved in the attack. Mike and Vicky.
John, thanks. Let's talk about these temps we're going to get this week. Weather Channel meteorologist Terry Smith.
The temperature's running hot. Starting today through Friday, the hottest weather Thursday and Friday. Make sure you're getting plenty of water to drink. Find some place to cool off and keep an eye on the elderly. Temperatures Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at their peak. From the upper 70s to upper 90s along the coast. For the valleys, low 90s to as high as 110. And the mountains, low 80s to mid 90s. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
So yeah, it's going to be hot, and if you need them, cooling centers will be open. Here's Bob Brill.
Five cooling centers will be open from Tuesday through Friday. Fred Roberts Recreation Center on Honduras Street, Mid-Valley Senior Center on Kester in Panorama City, in Sunland Senior Center on Fenwick, and Jim Gilliam Recreation Center, as well as the Lincoln Heights Senior Center, both in Los Angeles. Public libraries are also places where folks can cool off. Mayor Bass added residents on Skid Row will be provided with cold beverages, seating, and shade at Town Street between 5th and 6th, San Pedro Street, mid-block between 6th and 7th, and 5th and Maple Streets. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Metro's Tap to Exit program expanding to the Expo Line in Santa Monica today. Pilot program being credited for less crime on the train. Security law enforcement manager for Metro saying over 90% of people who commit a crime on the system, they don't have a valid tap card, so they jumped in illegally. Riders will have to tap the fares when leaving the downtown Santa Monica station starting today. One part of Metro's new safety plan, Tap to Exit, started in North Hollywood back in May. Since then, they reported a 40% decrease in crime. These people reporting it in on the app. Majority of riders surveyed at the North Hollywood station said it's cleaner and it's safer.
Cops looking for a guy who was involved in a series of crimes in San Bernardino. Started when the man who had a gun robbed an Arco gas station. This was near the 215 and DeVore Road last night. A security guard, a woman at the station, then tried to chase him down, and that's when he jumped into a man's car outside the gas station. Carjacked the guy. Talked to KCAL News.
He got in the car, and I said, "Hey, man, I want a promise." He said, "Just go, drive." I drove.
Yeah, that was the victim. The car made just a short distance before the engine failed. Guy then fired some shots at the security guard. Missed. She wasn't hurt. He then ran off and at one point was running into the freeway. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department brought in the dogs and the helicopter. Still couldn't find him. They're continuing to look.
49ers rookie not playing for at least several weeks got shot over the weekend Union Square in San Francisco.
Rookie receiver Ricky Pearsall has been placed on the non-football injury list after he was shot in an attempted robbery in broad daylight Saturday in San Francisco. The NFL says the 23-year-old will be out at least four games. The move clears up a spot on the 53-man roster for the 49ers while he recovers. Pearsall was hospitalized overnight and released on Sunday. A 17-year-old suspect was captured and arrested. Matt Piper, CBS News.
20 minutes of nonstop news presented by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs. Rancho Palos Verdes, as we've been telling you, another 105 homes had the power cut last night. SoCal Edison switching it off because of the landslides. Some, according to the power company, going to get it back tonight. The others are 1 to 3 weeks away. And some of the others, yeah, it's off indefinitely. This is in addition to the homes in that Portuguese Bend area with no gas, no electricity, more than a month. Mayor of Rancho Palos Verdes is John Cruikshank.
Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's easy for us to say words like the power will be shut off indefinitely, but to live with that on a daily basis has got to just be so incredibly hard. You have reached out to the governor's office to say, come here, walk around, help us. No response?
So far, no response. We've been referred back to his Office of Emergency Services, Cal OES, to help us. But the governor has not responded to our request for a state of emergency for that sudden loss of energy, which was the gas that got shut off at the end of July. And as you noted, now homes are now having their power shut off. So this is becoming a huge hardship for our residents. And we definitely want the governor to come walk the landslide area, see how big of a situation it is so we can get his help.
That makes you feel and makes the homeowners feel how that he hasn't even responded. And I mean, I don't know. Why do you think there aren't more eyes on this? We've talked to you a number of times. The news goes out there. But this is like a slow moving disaster in front of people. And some people just aren't paying attention.
Well, it doesn't make sense to us. The governor represents all 40 million people in California, and certainly the 42,000 residents of Rancho Palos Verdes are a part of that. You know, we have our county supervisor. She's been very good in terms of reaching out to the governor for us. Both our assembly member, Al Marasucci, and Senator Ben Allen have been doing the same. Even Ted Lieu's office has been responsive. We just can't get the governor's office to respond, and we can't get the governor out there. And the way things work is really the state of California is the linchpin to getting assistance from the federal government. And so that's why it's so important to have the governor come out and see what's happening in our city.
He went to San Diego not too long ago to the zoo to see the pandas. And then on the same day came out and before the cameras was picking up trash at homeless encampments, I think in the freeway areas. So again, why can't he come to you? What have you been told? Has anyone from the governor's office really taken the time to say, here's why he can't come out there?
No, nobody's told us why he can't come out here. I have no idea. I mean, I'm just a city council member and a mayor. I know that governors are, you know, a much bigger political show than city council members. But at the request of a city to come out, you would think it doesn't matter what your position is. You need to represent the people that need your help the most. And I'm sure panda bears and trash are important to him, but people's lives are being affected so greatly that we really, it would be amazing if he could just show up and help us at this point. I mean, we don't get it.
Power company's done what so far in terms of help? We had some people on earlier saying, you know, why aren't there more generators? They've got their tent up. They got a rep for questions. I mean, they say maybe it's going to be day, maybe it's going to be a week or two, but I need something on my property. So what do people get? What can they have access to, if anything?
Oh, this is the other frustrating part. You know, Edison is supposed to be our power provider. All they've done is provide overhead wire power that now is stressed and at the point where they're saying it's too great of a fire risk. But as a power provider, there's so many other options, generators, batteries, other off-grid solutions that the expectation would be that if you're a monopoly utility company like Southern California Edison, that you would have a plan in place versus just giving residents 24-hour notice that their power is going to get shut off. They should have a plan in place first and then shut off the power so they could do the maintenance to it. But that's not how what's happening here is they're basically just shutting off power and then doing the maintenance. And even a 24-hour shut off for someone, you can imagine food spoiling. You can't really live in your home. And 1 to 3 weeks is really bad. And then an indefinite is a nightmare. So that doesn't make sense to us either. Edison is a huge company with lots of resources. It really shouldn't be the mayor of a 42,000 person city trying to find alternate power for our residents. It really should be our power company.
Power company, just talking about them. We talked about the governor, the insurance companies. That's difficult. Act of God. Do people out there, what level of hope do they have at this point? I mean, the value of their home must be, you know, really reduced. I can't even imagine.
I mean, I'm in the same boat as you, Vicki. I don't live in that area. I can only imagine how the feelings, how depressed their feelings are. You're right. The home values, of course, have diminished to nothing. These are people, many of them are senior citizens. This is their life savings. This is a real problem, real crisis, and they need help. And it certainly would go a long way if the governor could step out into Rancho Palos Verdes and help us out now. And I know that, I don't know what his future is politically. Obviously, he wanted to be president, and he's a big time figure, and he's an important figure. But at this point, it's time to do some of the, you know, help the rest of us here that need his help.
The mayor of Rancho Palos Verdes, John Cruikshank. Mayor, thanks.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
American service members have been attacked by a mob in Turkey. That and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Thousands on the streets in Israel accusing the government of stalling on the ceasefire deal to bring the hostages back home. Last night, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, didn't offer apologies, no signs of a deal, instead remaining focused on payback against Hamas. MTS tie-up following from Tel Aviv.
The grief and anger is raw and unforgiving. As tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets for a second night to demand Prime Minister Netanyahu bring an end to the war in Gaza and free the remaining captives.
The fury here is on a scale not seen before, with protesters blaming the killings of the six hostages squarely on Netanyahu.
Biden administration plans to present a take-it-or-leave-it ceasefire deal soon to both sides. When asked yesterday if he thought Netanyahu was doing enough to secure a hostage deal, President Biden saying no.
A group of demonstrators in West L.A. called on the Israeli government to work toward a ceasefire and release the hostages. Pete Demetrio with that part of our coverage.
About 80 people carrying signs calling themselves the defenders of Israel's democracy and opposing the hardline positions of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu marched in front of the building housing the Israeli consulate. Their argument that a stalemate must be broken to end the violence. And David Myers, a professor of Jewish history at UCLA, says it's time to take a chance on diplomacy over continued warfare.
One has to weigh options. Do we want to continue this conflict with the possibility that the hostages will not be returned? Or do we want to take a risk on having them be returned? No more Palestinian children killed, and a waiting period during which perhaps new economic and political horizons can be developed for the Palestinian people, such that there's no incentive to lash out as Hamas did on October 7th.
The advocates feel if a ceasefire and a hostage release happen soon, the greater chance there is for a reevaluation of the political situation to where a two-state solution leads to permanent peace and economic revitalization of Gaza could be achieved. In West L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Two U.S. service members assaulted during a port call in western Turkey, correspondent Cammie McCormick.
A video of the incident shows the attackers from an anti-American group shouting, "Yankee, go home," as they surrounded the service members and attempted to put a sack over their heads. The Americans had disembarked from the USS Wasp, which has been conducting joint training with Turkish assault ships in the Mediterranean. A National Security Council spokesman said the U.S. is troubled by the assault.
20 minutes of nonstop news. Want to call it the home stretch, or like the final sprint for this election is going to start as we go into the debate, which is soon, happening next week. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump. And then on the legal front, Trump's federal case for trying to overturn the 2020 election goes back to court on Thursday. Live with CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarland.
Scotty, Matt, good morning.
Vicky, Mike, good morning. Good to be here.
Of course, the situation between Israel and Hamas, another big issue. The president with a meeting on Israel. You've got concerns about protests breaking out again on college campuses. Where do we stand on that with Congress and the president?
Yeah, they're in the Situation Room yesterday. The vice president and the president and the lead hostage negotiation team, also representatives of Qatar and Egypt, who are critical to this whole set of discussions. Yeah, the president was really muted in his criticisms of Prime Minister Netanyahu. When asked if he thought the prime minister was doing enough, he simply said no. There's a balancing act here. There's obviously concerns in Israel and outside about whether the prime minister could do more to help secure a peace agreement, a ceasefire, and a hostage release. But the American leadership at this point isn't ready to explicitly call him out anymore. There's obviously concerns in a fragile nature to how this is all playing out.
There's some sort of last best final deal that's going to be presented to both sides. I mean, what do we expect out of that?
Well, it could happen in the coming days. It could happen in the coming weeks, according to the latest reporting there. It maybe is a leverage tool to try to add some urgency. But this situation is not lacking in urgency already with the murder of six hostages over the weekend. There's already pressure on all sides to yield. Netanyahu says, though, the other side isn't moving an inch.
As Mike said, home stretch of the campaign, debate coming up soon. Donald Trump has a court appearance this week. Is anything a done deal, or can anything happen at this point?
Well, let's talk about the campaign first. You know, the day after Labor Day is the traditional, you know, gun sounds and the home stretch is on. And where are the two candidates today? They're both gone quiet. No campaign appearances for Vice President Harris or former President Trump, perhaps disproving the old maxim that this is the home stretch. We expect the vice president later this week to make a couple different swing state appearances. We know the former president in North Carolina accepting an endorsement there later this week, and then in Wisconsin this weekend. But if the race is a coin flip, and every indication it is, there's a lot of empty calories on the schedule over the next 72 hours. Gives us an indication, Vicki and Mike, debate preps could be getting serious for both sides with 7 days till that long-anticipated debate.
Have we decided if she's broadened out the map at all, or is she still playing in the same states that Joe Biden was, and that's it?
Oh, much broader, Mike. The Sun Belt is suddenly opening several pathways for Vice President Harris that former President Biden had pretty much shut down in June. North Carolina, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona are not only in play, and not only do our latest CBS News Battleground polls show that they're coin flips, but those pathways could make Pennsylvania less relevant. And for most of this year, Mike and Vicki, we're talking about Pennsylvania being make or break.
CBS congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.